Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever listening to the podcast, this Pastor Edo come your way with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercies endureth forever. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse number 10. Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 10. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like the way the Net Bible render Isaiah chapter 3 verse number 10 from the Net Bible. Tell the innocent it will go well with them, for they will be rewarded for what they have done. Hallelujah. Tell the innocent it will go well with them, for they will be rewarded for what they have done. Hallelujah. Today's sermon text topic is, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. Let's see a quick background of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah was the son of Amos. Relatively little is known about the prophet, in spite of his large book associated with him. Jewish traditions mention Amos as the brother of King Amaziah of Judah. So it tells clearly that then Uzziah happened to be the cousin of Isaiah. Hallelujah. The name Isaiah means Yahweh saves. Yahweh saves. And Isaiah primarily ministered to the southern kingdom of Judah, although he was interested in the affairs of the northern kingdom as well. He ministered under the Judahite kings of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Why should it be well with us? Or why should it be well with the righteous? The prophet Isaiah prophesied and told the people of Israel about judgment and calamity which was about to beset them as a result of their numerous sins. In fact, the Israelites worship foreign idols, crave images. In fact, wickedness in high and low places was part of their idol worship. Sin was indelible in their lives. Sin was very indelible in the people of Israel, the lives of the people of Israel, which led them into captivity. God made it clear that the righteous shall be saved. Anyone that turn away from idol worship to God shall be saved. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 11, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Hallelujah. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given to him. Look at that sharp contrast. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. And that was Isaiah chapter 3 verse number 10. And let's see the sharp contrast in Isaiah chapter 3 verse number 11. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if it shall be well, or we should say to the righteous, it shall be well with him, How shall it be well with us? One of the surest ways that it shall be well with us is for you and I to stay from any form of sin or idol worship. We should stay away from any form of sin or idol worship. In fact, Abraham was asked by God to leave his father's house. Why? Because of idol worship. He lived with his father for about 205 years, but God asked him to leave. It cannot be well with us if we stay or live in a sin or idol worship. In the case of Abraham, let's read the Bible to Genesis 12 verse 1. Genesis 12 verse number 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Hallelujah. So the surest way that it will be well with you and I is that you stay away from any form of sin or idol worship. Another way that it shall be well with you and I is that that is the purpose of God. God has purpose in his heart that it shall be well with us. In John chapter 10, verse number 10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That was the focus of God. He came for you and I to have life and life in abundance. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. How shall it be well with us? That is our portion in Christ. It shall be well with us is the portion in Christ. It's our portion in Christ. John the Revelation writer, after commending Gaius for his piety, stated, John chapter 1 verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. 3 John chapter 1 verse number 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. So prosperity is our portion in Christ Jesus, as the John the Revelation writer stated in 3 John chapter 1 verse number 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah. How shall it be well with us? Because the favor of God is upon us. Hallelujah. Genesis 39 verse number 2. The favor of God was upon Joseph, and it made Joseph prosperous. Hallelujah. Genesis 39 verse number 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Hallelujah. The prosperity of Joseph encapsulated that of his master, Potiphar. Hallelujah. Favor of God is upon you and I, and that will make you and I stay healthy, that all things shall be well with us. It shall be well with us because the favor of God is upon us. Hallelujah. Another way that showed clearly that it shall be well with us is that whenever we obey and do the will of God, when we obey and do the will of God, it shall surely be well with us. Hallelujah. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 9. Deuteronomy 29 verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Let's turn the Bible to Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. Joshua chapter 1 verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to do the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Whenever we obey and do the will of God, it shall be well with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall be well with us. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. It shall be well with us. Amen. It shall be well with the righteous. But what about the unjust and the ungodly person? It shall be well with the righteous. What about the unjust and the unrighteous person? Let's see what happens to the unjust and the unrighteous person. They will be ill with the wicked one In fact, the wicked one shall be ill with him or her. Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 11. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. The wicked one. Calamity, frustration, bondage, judgment shall be the portion of the wicked person. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 11. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Hallelujah. What about the unjust and the righteous person? If it shall be well with the righteous, what about the unjust and the righteous person? They transgress the law of God. The unrighteous transgress the law of God. And for that matter, it shall not be well with them. Let's turn the Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20. 2 Chronicles 24:20. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Josiah, the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandment of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. Hallelujah. Whenever we transgress the law of God, we will never prosper. Whenever we transgress the law of God, it shall not be well with us. Amen. Whenever we cover our sins, it shall not be well with us. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Hallelujah. Any uncovered sin, any unconfessed sin will never allow you and I to prosper. It shall not be well with us if we have uncovered or unconfessed sin. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28, verse number 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Hallelujah. In fact, failure to seek the Lord will make the unjust and the unrighteous person forsaken. It shall not be well with the unjust and the righteous person when we fail to seek the Lord. Listen to the Bible, to the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 21. Jeremiah 10 verse 21. For the pastors are become blotched, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Hallelujah. The pastor who failed to seek the Lord shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The unjust and righteous will not prosper. Hallelujah. In fact, the unjust and the righteous will remain in confusion forever. The unjust and the righteous will remain in confusion forever. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 11. Jeremiah 20 verse number 11. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Hallelujah. The unjust and the righteous, it will never be well with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. May it be well with you. May God shine his face upon you the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It shall be well with the righteous one who obey the commandment of God and live upright. The unrighteous, it shall be ill with him or her. It shall be well, say to the righteous, that says the Lord. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 10. Search for Pastor Edu from wherever you get your podcast or from the following media platforms: Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify, with those who have Spotify in a country or region. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. This Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the Word of God. Stay blessed, stay focused, and stay in the Lord, for it shall be well with you. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Amen.